Hey, it's Ryan, man, coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. Just want to get my Friday thoughts as we go into week two. Kind of gotten over that loss, I guess, from week one against the Raiders. And really, I was surprised by the level of hate for the Broncos after week one. Now, yeah, I was disappointed too, okay? Like, you don't want to lose to the Raiders to start the season, but just some of the hate even from Bronco fans. Like, man, almost to the point where you got to wonder sometimes, like, so why are you a fan? Why are you a fan of the Broncos? I understand being frustrated. But the level of hate on some of the stuff that I saw and heard, it's like, why are you a fan? Like, you could go pick another team. It's really okay if you don't want to be behind the Broncos. Just kind of crazy. And the other thing that was interesting, my podcast, Post Broncos Raiders. Now, I mentioned I thought the defense was the bigger worry, how they let the Raiders drive down the field. They had a couple chances to shut them down. They couldn't do it. Really gave me some concern for Vance Joseph's scheme. And I took a poll after the podcast, and whoever responded, everyone picked the defense. The options were offense, defense, special teams. What is the biggest concern from the loss to the Raiders? Everyone picked the defense. And boy, it's been a long time since we've had to, or I should say, have been able to say that, at least in terms of survey like that, and probably not everyone's opinion. But it kind of confirmed, it wasn't just me seeing that well, the defense is really what's kind of letting us down right now. And yeah, it's a team game at the end of the day. We all understand that. But let's look at this. I mean, the defense kept us in games for what, the last 2 or 3 years, and shut other teams down. And you have to wonder, I still feel we have plenty of talent on the defensive side of the ball. So what is it? Was it the scheme? Now, I heard some rumblings during the week that basically players were told, stop Jacobs. That is your number one task, period. Especially on the front line. That is your number one task, period. I wonder if that kind of tempered the pass rush a little bit. Thus, lack of pressure on Garoppolo. And really just allowed him to kind of go down the field on us. We'll see if it looks different this weekend against the Commanders. But really, defense was still the most concerning to me this many days later, looking back. And some stats came out after the game. So the Broncos had the lowest pressure rate on defense for week one, but they had the highest blitz count. That's concerning. That means you weren't getting any pressure on the quarterback even when you were bringing extra people. That is concerning. And let's see if it was something with the scheme. We can correct some things this week. Time will tell. And really, the offense only had 6 possessions in the game, and I think the Raiders did too. It was insanely low. The average is between, I think, 8 and 12 possessions per game on a team. For a team, sometimes it can be higher than that. 6 possessions. And the Broncos offense scored 3 out of 6 possessions. I mean, first time out under Sean Payton's scheme that he's put in under his offensive philosophy. I mean, I don't see that as terrible. Maybe I'm incorrect on that. I mean, Russell Wilson had a couple really good touchdown passes, scrambled out and made things happen. So I don't see it as a complete failure on offense. Yeah, when we could kind of drive down the field and possibly get the winning field goal, or at least get down the field, run the clock out, try to kick a winning field goal, we went 3 and out. That was unfortunate timing for sure there at the end of the game. But I saw some things to keep me hopeful. Now, if we go out against the Commanders and we don't build on those things, then that'll be a problem. But I do look at it as, we didn't have Jerry Jeudy. We already don't have Tim Patrick. We were bringing people up from the practice squad. And we had ideas to use Sims. I don't really think a lot of them materialized, even though a couple things did. So let's see what happens now that we have Jeudy back. And let's see what we can go ahead and produce on offense. Because now, Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, one of them is going to get one-on-one. Courtland Sutton didn't have his best game against the Raiders either. I mean, love Courtland Sutton. I mentioned in the post-game podcast, he did not have his best game. Let's hope he has a better game. Jerry Jeudy, let's hope he comes back. He's full speed. And you got to think we're going to have some more options there on offense, some more creativity for big plays. Now, injury bug hit us again. Caden Stearns out for the year with a patellar tendon tear. Just unfortunate. He was going to be a big part of the defense, I think, or at least a key part of the defense. And Greg Dulcich, same hamstring he was out twice with last year. Out again. And he's got talent. He was supposed to be a big part of the offense, but he cannot stay healthy. And you have to wonder at this point, three injuries in less than basically a year and a quarter, a football calendar year, just over that. I mean, it's very concerning. And yes, I've heard the rumblings during the week. We should have kept Albert O. Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe that's how you feel. But Albert O, there was footage released after the Broncos traded him for the big reason they traded him, is his blocking. Some people were saying, well, wow, it's improved. No, he was getting shoved back in the line. He definitely wasn't on the blocking side anything close to what Sean Payton keeps on his roster. You move on. Yes, could we use his explosiveness at receiver right now? Yes. But in terms of him being able to do some other things for us, do some special teams, it just wasn't going to happen. So it was still the right move to move on from Albert O, even though it kind of looks like it's going to hurt us here in the short term. Now, Jerry Jeudy will play this weekend, as I mentioned. Can't wait to see him on the field. There was some discussion this week with Courtland Sutton's struggles during week one as well. So Jerry Jeudy is technically our number one now. Now, some people looked at it as Courtland Sutton. Some people even looked at it as Tim Patrick. I don't think that's going to happen now that he's had the two ACLs. Highly unlikely a person coming off two torn ACLs comes back and is looked at as the number one. But Jerry Jeudy, with that speed, and if he can start cranking it in Sean Payton's offense, obviously he's going to be looked at as the number one wide receiver. Can't wait to see what happens this weekend against the Commanders. And is it time to panic if we go 0-2? I would say probably. I mean, Sean Payton said he'd be disappointed if the Broncos weren't a playoff team this year. I don't have the records in front of me, but if you go 0-2 to start the season, especially at home, you don't usually make the playoffs. It doesn't happen. So, some other things I want to point out. It was a disappointing week one for the Broncos. It was a one-point loss at the end of the day. We didn't have our top receiver. There were some other things I think players schematically were getting used to. And I think there were some mistakes made on the defensive side of the ball. Yes, they focused on Jacobs, but I think it took away some other things from our pass rush. So, with that being said, there were some other teams that had a worse week one. New York Giants, Sunday Night Football, got blown out by the Dallas Cowboys. That was embarrassing. And I don't know if you're like me, after the Broncos lose, in my head I go, well, at least there's another good football game on where I can kind of get distracted and watch that, you know, being a football fan as well. That didn't do it. Watched that for a little while and I went, boy, okay. Hopefully Monday night's a little better. And we'll get to that. The Bengals, their highest paid quarterback in the NFL, came out and laid an egg. Still can't figure out the Browns. That was a terrible game for the Bengals, as much as it was for the Bronco fans, for the Broncos losing to the Raiders by one. Getting blown out by the Browns and a division opponent the way the Bengals did, that's got to sting a little worse. Another team, the Steelers. So much hype in the preseason. Kenny Pickett looks unbelievable. Pickens, it's the Pickett to Pickens, you know, 1-2, like for big plays. And it didn't happen week one of the regular season. In fact, the Steelers got dominated by the 49ers at home to start the year. And it was embarrassing. And it wasn't something I expected. I expected that to be a close game, actually. And I was shocked. It shocked me. Because under Mike Tomlin, you don't see the Steelers get dominated at home that often, especially not the first week of the season. Now, the last one we got to go to, the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers. 2023 campaign lasted a total of four plays. He had one incomplete pass and what ended up being a torn ACL. Now, he's going to come back and play next year, but talk about a team that put all their eggs in one basket, and that basket crumbled after four plays. And I think it's funny because now they're calling for all teams to have grass, natural grass, instead of AstroTurf or the flubber turf. I've wanted that for years. I don't like the flubber turf. I think it should be grass for most teams. And now that Aaron Rodgers gets knocked out with an ACL, there's been cases through the years and players hurt on artificial turf for years and people, you know, screaming about let's get back to natural grass. And now because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, okay, now let's get all the stadiums back to natural grass. That's what it took you for other people to speak up and go, yeah, we need to go back to natural grass. So that was probably the biggest letdown of week one, and that was on Monday Night Football against the Bills. The Jets still won, though. Josh Allen had a terrible game. Speaking of some people kind of on the Russell Wilson hate train still, even though I thought he played just fine week one, given the limited possessions the offense had. Well, Russell Wilson had two touchdown passes. Both he created by scrambling out of the pocket. Josh Allen had three picks. And really, all of them were inexcusable. I mean, with the one into double coverage downfield was just, oh, what are you doing at that point? So I'd much rather take Russell Wilson's play from week one than Josh Allen's, that's for sure. But we'll see how the Broncos rebound in week two. I usually don't go to the other teams in the NFL, but I just want to point out, with those four teams, the Giants, Bengals, Jets, and Steelers, it could have been a lot worse week one. We could have had a much worse experience week one. So with that being said, let's try to look at the positive, see if we can get things turned around here this coming weekend against the Washington Commanders. Until next time, it's the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.